First of all, let me welcome everyone. We have a full house today, and we have several new people in my office this morning, but we're happy to have the new blood and energy which has been injected into the university over the last couple of months. I will ask Secretary Higdon to have a roll call.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Regent Bell.
Present.
Regent Hall.
Present.
Regent Brinkley.
Present.
Regent Ernst.
Present.
Regent Harris.
Present.
Regent Higdon. Present. Regent Henson.
Present.
Regent Johnson.
Present.
Regent McKinney.
Present.
Regent Nichols.
Present.
Regent Porter.
Present.
Mr. Chair, we have perfect attendance. Also, quorum to conduct business.
All right, thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes from our May 10th meeting and then the special budget approval meeting of June 21st. All had copies of those minutes for several days.
So moved.
Have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor of approval of the minutes for May 10th and June 21st, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. At the June 21st meeting, we had our annual election of board officers, and we need a formal vote of that today. The nominating committee made recommendations for the new chair to be Regent Johnson and the vice chair, Regent Higdon, and secretary, Regent Brinkley. I'll entertain a motion to accept those.
Motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the election of officers as stated. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, like sign. All right, we're going to have a brief installation, but before then, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for the last, really, 3.5 years. I thank Regent Higdon in particular for asking me to chair the Presidential Search Committee 3.5 years ago, that was a quite exhilarating process. And then I thank all of you all for giving me the rare privilege of being chair of this board for the last 2 years. It has been a busy time, but working closely with President Cavoni and each of you has certainly been a great life experience for me. I appreciate the respect and the support that you all have given me while I've served in this capacity. And making the decisions and doing the things that we've done the last 2 years, we're required that, certainly. And I always knew that each one of you had Western's best interest at heart, no matter what we were dealing with or facing. So, for that, I am thankful, and I will soon hand the gavel over to Regent Johnson, who is most capable and will do a great job. So, I'm going to ask each of the officers to come forward, and we'll have a little This is not the part where they have to swear they haven't been in a duel. So you want to go
almost worked. If Leslie doesn't
count. Raise your right hand. In the presence of the board members and the other honored guests here assembled, you solemnly promise and pledge to faithfully execute the duties as officers of the Western Kentucky University Board of Regents to the best of your knowledge and ability as set forth in the bylaws and code of ethics.
I do.
You're in.
Well, my first opportunity is to swear in the new three. So, Will, I'm going to ask you to come forward. Will Harris is our student regent, president of the Student Body Association. I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce him to the family.
Okay. I've got my mom, my sister, and my dad. They all took off work early to come watch, so I'm very thankful that they're here today. So thank you all for coming. It's my mom, Krista. She's a WKU alumna. My sister, who we won't mention, she went to the school upstate that wears blue. So then we've got my dad, who went to Campbellsville before it was university, Campbellsville College, is what he always likes to say.
So please, Will, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth and be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University according to law? And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present Constitution, you, being a citizen of the state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within the state, nor out of it, nor have you sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending? So help you God. Congratulations. Thanks to someone in this room. We were able to come up with a Regent's Pin. Now, a Regent's Pin is something that has started some time ago, and it is a symbol of your office here as a member of the Board of Regents and as a regent, and is a symbol of your responsibilities and fiduciary obligations, not only as a student and student regent and president of the Student Body Association, but also as a regent, which we're very proud to have you. So, that'd be my pleasure. I didn't know Tim was going to put it in there. I get it to know. If it's hers, let me know. Next suit you got on there. Good. Okay, Will Harris. Congratulations. I would like to recognize President Pavone for a special recognition.
Okay. Chair Johnson, thank you very much. One of the things that this group understands, but many folks who have not been members of the Board of Regents don't understand, is the amount of time and energy it takes to both prepare beforehand, to work during, and to take care of details after a meeting as a regent. And that goes doubly so for the role of chair. And for the past 2 years, I've had the great fortune of working hand in glove with Regent Bale. He was one of my first contacts during the presidential search. And the 2 years that we've shared together have been challenging. They've been stressful, but they've also been remarkably rewarding. And I think the work that the board has done in support of the university has put us on a path for future successes. And what I'm most thankful for in my relationship with Regent Bale is both his kindness but his willing to listen. Most folks don't know that we spend every Wednesday afternoon on the telephone together. And so for 2 years, Every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, Richard Bale and I would talk about what was coming, what was really coming, and how we're going to deal with it. More importantly, we developed a relationship that only exists between a region chair and a president. And so, Phil, if you'd like to talk about meaningful work and meaningful relationships as we engage in the work of the university, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the investment of your time, the support that you've given to me, but more importantly, the leadership that you've given the entire institution. You have been steadfast and strong in times when folks might have withered. And so for that, I'm thankful for your continued service, your continued friendship, but for all you've done for WKU in the past 2 years and as part of the search committee and leading that effort, but also your service on the board. So we have a little something to give to you. It will magically appear. It's hiding somewhere. It's not Big Red.
I hope it didn't talk.
There may be. You'll get a tax receipt later to make sure. But in your retirement as chair, we thought you'd need a place to sit, and so you got to come over here. And it says, well, Dr. Bill W. Bale, Chair, WK Board of Regents, 2017 to 2019. Thank you for all you've done for me and for the university. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
This will sit beside my wife's chair. He has one similar to this after her stint as chairman of this board many years ago. But Western is a special place, and I think sometimes not denigrating the fact that most of the other regions are graduates of Western, but sometimes not being a graduate of Western makes you appreciate even more how great a university this is. And so Kristen and I both have enjoyed our service, and I'm not going away. Regent Johnson has nicely appointed me back to my old position as chair of the Academic Affairs Committee, which is my most comfortable place to be. So I look forward to continuing to serve in that. And it's a great group of people, great board, and meaningful work and meaningful relationships equal success. And, and Mr. View and I talked about that last night, too. We got a lot of new energy in the room, and certainly working with President Caboni has been a thrill ride. And I do think the things that we've done are going to position Western well going forward. Our new Dean of Business pointed out to me last night that 25% of colleges and universities 10 years from now won't exist. Western will be one of them that is, and the hard work that's going on right now and will continue to go on are going to make sure that Western not only survives but thrives going forward. So it's a great privilege to be able to give back in an arena like this. So thank you.
Thank you, Phil. The committees of the board met on June 21st to discuss each of the items of their respective agendas and recommend submitting their agenda items to the full board for the consent agenda. So at this time, we'll begin with the Academic Affairs Committee, and that is...
I didn't get the rest very long, did I?
It says Kenny.
The Academic Affairs Committee did meet on June 21st, and we had six items that were presented and discussed. And is there any further discussion on these items? Anyone like to pull any item from the agenda? If not,
And
Dr. Bell, how about you this, if I'd like to be a something on it, just give some...
You just say you'd like to.
I'd like to. I would like to pull AA-3, Approval of School of Journalism and Broadcasting Name Change, off the consent agenda, please.
All right. Well, we can vote on items 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. All of those in favor of the other items other than AA-3?
Probably need a motion.
I need a motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second for approval of items AA-1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those like sign. Those items are approved. So, item AA-3 is approval of the School of Journalism and Broadcasting Name Change. Standing in for our provost this morning, Michelle, is there anything you would like to say about that?
We have representation from the area, Dr. Snyder, who is the dean of Todd College, and Dr. Heidel, who is the interim director of that school. We're here if there are any questions.
Just to say a couple matters, and then I'm going to actually hand it over to Professor McCarroll, who's faculty member, senior faculty member in the school, and on the journalism faculty in particular. First of all, thank you for considering the motion. I appreciate all the conversation. This represents a significant period of thought, reflection, research on the part of the faculty. You received my memo sort of outlining the process to get here. I'd like to emphasize again that this was a faculty-driven process. This came from the bottom up and resulted in a unanimous decision on the part of that faculty. Now, I love that faculty. They generally can't agree on what day of the week it is, let alone a unanimous decision on something this important. And this really recognizes the significance that they've attached to this as they look forward to the next 30 years of this school's existence. So that it's important to say that. I would also say that this reflects ongoing changes at Potter College as we're trying to address what came out of CAPE last year, our budget reallocation process. College is making serious efforts to restructure and look at everything from top to bottom that we do to be as efficient as we can, but also be forward-looking for our students. And this decision recognizes the effort of the school and the faculty. Final thing to say is we have heard from several alumni who have expressed concern about this change, so in some way that we're going to be stepping away from journalism. As you know, we have the preeminent journalism program in this state, in this region. We're nationally recognized, and I can assure you, this body, current students, and our alumni, we have no intention of walking away from our commitment to journalism. This is a rebranding of the school in general, but as you've seen in the draft logos I've sent along to you, we're going to continue to market to the heck out of journalism, and we're going to continue to keep our focus on what makes journalism good and strong in this institution. So I want to lay those fears. But I think probably Professor McCarroll, being senior faculty member, could probably say a few things directly to that.
Thank you.
President Camoni and Regents, Dr. Gale, thanks for giving this opportunity to speak. Some of you know me pretty well, but I've been in the journalism game for 30 years now. I've continued to produce journalism. Last summer I was working for a magazine in Lexington. Yesterday I just wrapped up a freelance piece for them. So I've remained pretty closely connected to the industry throughout all those years. I spent more than 25 years on the board of the largest national journalism organization in the country. President, board member, longtime member of the Board's Foundation, Society of Professional Journalists. My commitment to journalism remains steadfast, and I can assure you that the faculty in the school's commitment to journalism remains the same. I'll give you the old worn-out phrase that nobody likes change. It took me years to get people to stop calling me Gordon and call me Mac. So this university has gone through several name changes throughout its more than 100 years of existence. The School of Journalism also has been housed in a number of different entities on campus with different names. 76 and 77, we were in the Department of Mass Communication. 78 to 87, we were in the Department of Communication and Theater. Broadcasting and journalism were units within that. 89 to 2000, we were in the Department of Communication and Broadcasting as a department. And when the communication unit was moved out, by default, we became the School of Journalism and Broadcasting. All those changes were a reflection of the changing environment here at WKU and certainly the changing landscape out there where our graduates go to find jobs. This name change is no different than that. I want to make sure that people understand that part and parcel to this name change is recruiting, which I know is something that's very high on Dr. Boney's list. I meet with a lot of parents throughout the year whose students come here to consider Western as a place to pursue. When some of those students say they want to pursue careers in journalism, there's a certain amount of trepidation on the part of the parents, which is totally understandable. That's not a product of those parents thinking that somehow journalism doesn't have value anymore, that it doesn't serve a useful purpose with regard to our country and the way it operates. They're concerned because of what traditionally comes with careers in journalism. Relatively low pay, and in this environment that we face now, a tight job market and not much job security. And so they have reason to be concerned. The way I address that with those parents is by telling them that if their student comes here and they pursue a degree in journalism, when they leave here, if they choose to pursue a career in journalism, they will be prepared to do that and to do it successfully. If they don't choose to pursue a career in journalism, and quite frankly, many of the journal majors do not, they're going to have a transferable skill set that any of you would want an employee of yours to have. They're going to be great communicators. They're going to understand the technology and how to use it effectively. They're going to know how to find things. They're going to know how to separate the essential from the non-essential. They're going to know how to deal with people, and they're going to know how to deal with people who are in positions of power and authority. We couldn't ask for more in a skill set. And so our commitment to journalism remains strong. The final thing that I would say is that we understand concerns of our alumni. I want to assure President Cavani and the regents that going forward, we'll find a better way to communicate with them outside of social media and Facebook. But I think the bottom line for me as a faculty member who's been here now going on 14 years, I really don't know how long I'm going to be here. I suspect there's people in this room that hope it's shorter than longer. I know there are students of mine that would expect it to be, want it to be shorter than longer. But I don't intend to spend a minute of my time overseeing this slow death of a great program. We need change, and we need to make it now in a lot of areas, as Dr. Snyder said. And I think that this is an important step. And I would hope that going forward, our alumni would continue to support us. We certainly need their support on our professional advisory committees. We need their support in terms of telling students to come and see us when they're high schoolers, so that we can sell a great program. And certainly we need their financial support if they have the wherewithal to do that. I'm a donor to Western Kentucky University. I've taught at four different universities, and I have degrees from two others. I don't give any of those six a dime. So the only money that I give to support higher education at this point is WKU. I hope they remain supportive that way as well. Be happy to answer any questions. Yeah.
Thank you, Mac. And those of us that know Mac know that, yes, there are times we disagree, but he can disagree agreeably, and I certainly have appreciated that. And appreciate you being here this morning. With that, let me throw it open for any comments or discussion if anyone wishes to make a motion. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second to approve the name change as requested. Now discussion. Anyone wish to...
Mac, how are you all going to use the logos? When you all sent that nice letter out to the Board of Regents, you had logos, and there was one for School of Journalism, School of Broadcasting. How are you going to use those? I was just curious, because I thought they were kind of neat looking. I was just curious how you're going to use them.
Well, I think they're going to be used on all our collateral material for the various majors. For example, when parents come to visit me with their students, I always follow up with them with a letter. Sometimes it's a letter delivered by email, but it's a letter never the same. At this point, I use the School of Journalism's logo, so each of the majors will have their individual logos if they pass the marketing muster, which they're going through now. The website will be able to feature, utilize those on the individual pages for our majors. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they can be used. And then, of course, the School of Media logo will be used on the general letterhead that's used for the unit's business.
And thank you for addressing that. Communication could have been a little bit better with the website in the future.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I've been talking to Dr. Dowdle about that over the last couple of weeks, and this morning. I don't know why it is that us communications people fall down. I guess part of my response to that is sometimes you just, as you all know, in your own fields, and particularly during the last couple of years, we're all juggling a lot of balls, and during this process of coming up with this name change, I want to emphasize what Dr. Snyder said about our unit. We don't agree on anything. The only time we have a unanimous vote, it's when it's to end the faculty meetings. For us to collectively reach this point with this particular name, and I also forgot to mention, and I don't want to go on too long here, but both of the suggestions that were made in correspondence were names that were considered during the process, along with many others. And this is the name, and none of those others could get unanimous faculty support, couldn't even get majority faculty support. So this is the name that we all collectively agreed upon and thought that we could move forward with the priest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will say, in for those of us that have heard from a number of the alumni, which I have certainly, and many of whom are long, long time friends of mine, you know, this has created some discomfort knowing that some of them are unhappy with it, and so we do hope that you all will reach out and improve that line of communication, because these are, many of them are venerable in the field of journalism and important to our commonwealth and certainly important to Western. So,
Dr. Bale, I'm sorry, just one more thing. You know, it was about a year ago this time that you and Regent really invited Jeannie Adams and I to come and speak about the success of the programs, particularly in the First Awards and the Mark of Excellence Awards. And so here we are a year later. The good news is that we were in the top 10 again in our we finished fifth. The bad news is that we weren't first, but we were again first in the global competition and second in the multimedia competition. Of course, it's great to receive those awards, but it brings money into the school and also gives the students who are finalists in the competition thousands of dollars in scholarship money, which of course is helpful to them. The other good news is that among the top 10 in Hearst, there are no other schools from the state of Kentucky that are represented on that list, including the University of Kentucky. So I think we're still doing well, and I hope next year when I can send you all an email and say, yeah, we were number one again.
Okay. I'll call President Kavanaugh.
Thank you for the opportunity to address the issue. I've followed this closely, have worked and watched as the faculty, Chair Dowdle, Dean Snyder, have worked through this issue. And let me, number one, say I see this as an opportunity to bring alumni who are passionate and concerned and interested in what we do, even closer to our program. And I assure you, and have been assured, that those conversations will continue and accelerate and deepen. So I think that's opportunity number one. I want every alumnus of our student publications work and everyone who's graduated with a journalism degree and anyone who's graduated from that program, no matter where it's lived over its lifetime, to hear this from me. Western Kentucky University's journalism program is something we're proud of, something we will continue to support and elevate at this institution. Just because we're changing the name of a school doesn't mean we're changing our focus on the program. And so I personally am a graduate of the program where journalism used to live, even though it doesn't live there anymore. And I am proud of the association that we have with the professional organizations, the work that our student journalists do. It's a remarkable applied learning experience. It's among the best examples of what we do here at the university. And so let me reiterate my commitment and our commitment to journalism and this program is unwavering, and it will continue to be unwavering.
Well stated. I hear a motion to call the question. Anyone have any other comments?
Call the question.
All those in favor of the motion as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Let that be noted that that also was unanimous. And Mac, I hope, and Dean Snyder, I hope that this will send a clear message to the faculty that we not only respect their opinions and their process, but we believe in shared governance. With that, I believe that is all I have for that.
Thank you, Philip. This reminder of the executive committee. Again, there were two items that were discussed, presented at the June 21st committee meeting. So I'm going to kind of turn over to George and say, is there any particular item you'd like to take off of the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to take off EX1.
Okay, that's now considered all. We'll move to executive action item number two first, if that's okay. That's approval of staff emeritus appointment, which is on page two of your... If there's someone want to speak on behalf of that, it was approved at the committee, and I know it's consent item. But. Yeah. I mean, it's the staff emeritus appointment that we approved.
Oh, yes, staff emeritus.
Yeah. That.
I think my recollection is that we've done that.
We did that, yeah.
So somebody, nobody else wants to speak to that, then with that, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor of executive item number two, approval of staff emeritus appointment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign.
But let me make one comment. Tamela served on this board of regents for a number of years, and I think more than one term, and she was a terrific regent, and I think that needs to be noted, that she's given greatly to this university, even if she does believe in ghosts.
I will now go and entertain a motion for executive item number one, approval of the honorary naming request for Colonel Gary A. Riggs.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion. Can I hear a second?
Second.
At this time, I'm going to kind of turn it over to George.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank the ROTC department, the university, and this Board of Regents for consideration of this honor. I shared with you in the committee that this is a personal issue for me, as Colonel Reeves was like a father. And I'd like to recognize my dearest and oldest friend in the world, Tim Riggs, Colonel Riggs' son. He's here. And I asked him to join us. As a person who feels he's a part of the family, on behalf of the family, thank you for the consideration. Colonel Riggs has done so much for the university, for the ROTC department, but for so many other people that he touched during the course of his life. And as he passed away a couple of months ago, we had an opportunity to celebrate him. and I could not think of a more fitting opportunity for the Board of Regents to recognize him again through this naming opportunity at the ROTC department. I also want to acknowledge the fact that last year his photo was put on the Veterans Memorial at the clock. That's another special opportunity that college recognized, the university recognized his service. So I wanted to say that. I wanted to recognize my great friend, Tim, and again, thank you very much for consideration on behalf of the whole family.
Thank you, George. Anybody else like to make any comments? Hearing no further comments, I will now call for a vote on executive item number one. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Motion.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is the executive committee agenda, and I will now turn to Jason McKinney with respect to finance and budget on the items that were discussed at the June 21st committee meeting.
Okay. Items FB1 through FB4 were presented and discussed at the committee meeting on June 21st. Would anybody like to pull any of the items from the consent agenda for separate discussion? All right. Hearing nobody speak, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
A motion.
Second.
Would anybody like to discuss, have any discussion on these items? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. And the consent agenda passes.
A couple of them, we're now in other business and announcements, so I'm going to pass around the committee assignments on both sides. And we'll note, for those that don't already know, executive committee, I'll chair the executive committee, Dr. Bale, the academic affairs, Regent McKinney, the finance and budget committee, and student affairs will be chaired by Julie Henson. All right, we're at other business. Any other items anybody wishes to discuss? President,
Chair Johnson, let me call everyone's attention to the faculty and staff opening convocation, the date of which is Monday, August 19th, which is a bit of a change for us. And so I wanted to, number one, call that to your attention that we've shifted the date from the Friday of that week to Monday of that week, and I want to tell you why. And this obviously will be communicated to campus as well. It didn't make much sense to have the opening of the school year and the large agenda setting that happens in that presentation at the end of a week of work where all of the committees and faculty and staff have been organizing themselves for the year. And so we decided that wouldn't it make more sense to have all of that activity follow the kind of large, broad strokes of that speech. And so we moved it to Monday, a crucial week for us, but also we moved the time back. Not because we can't get to work on time, because I know we can, especially after a restful summer, but because we're going to gather as a community after convocation at the top of the hill in College Heights for a bit of a picnic. And so an opportunity for us to really restart the school year, but do it in a way where we celebrate together what is my second favorite time of year, and I think for our faculty and staff, the same sentiment when all of our young people return excited and energized and ready to go again. So I just want to call that to your attention as you're making your plans to begin the fall semester. We've had a bit of a change and a shift, but I think one that will be positively received by our community, and I hope to see everyone there.
And what time? Just the time of day?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Good morning. Anything else you'd like to discuss in other business? That's it. All right. Anybody else? Let me announce some upcoming dates. President Gaboni has announced 10 a.m. August the 19th the convocation. September 16th to 17th will be the governor's symposium on post-secondary education trusteeship. Presumed that it's in Louisville. October the 19th is WKD Homecoming. Our next meeting, or committee meetings, will be October the 25th. December 13th will be our fourth quarterly meeting. And then December 14th will be college recognition. So put those on your calendars and agendas. There being no further business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.